Look at that.
No, it is, because he shaved it. He shaved it on my... He put it on my head goodness. And then shaved it.
You're like, I'm letting the wild fern grow.
Whoa.
Can you plug my phone in, please?
That's a plastic hanger by my butt. Is it the blue cord?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
To wear a hanger by my booty. Is it that one?
You want me to announce it in? Or you
yeah, you announce
it?
Everything, and I'll just... Yeah. You can sit next to me if you want. I don't bite.
Well, I don't know who's... don't want to sit on anybody's clothes here.
Hey, this is Craig Greenberg here on Comic Pop Library.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike bus or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
And we are back at Starbase Studios. I'm Richard, along with Jonathan again. We have Vance here. We also have Danielle and Carly in the room. They might chime in occasionally as well. But Vance is wanting to do a little role reversal. So we are in a working studio again. So if you hear some noises and background noises, that's perfectly natural. But we'll turn it over to Vance here because he wants to do an interview of us.
Well... what we had today was you guys shot a scene with us, a scene on a ship called the Carson. Now, Jonathan, you played a guy who had an unfortunate run-in with a Klingon, and Richard, you had a...
fucked up day.
Yeah, a really fucked up day. How would you say this experience affected you guys? Jonathan, we'll go with you, man.
Well... this is my second time doing a fan film. The first time I did it, we were just working on the set, and we were behind the scenes, and when I was watching the actors, I was kind of like, oh, they get to relax while we're doing all the work. They're laying on the floor. It's glorious for them. Now that I've had the experience of laying on the floor and knowing that it's not so glorious, I've had to do some things to make myself comfortable because... it was just like one side of my cheek was going numb, so I had to put both my hands on that side of the cheek to rest whenever the camera wasn't rolling. Then when the camera was rolling, I was like, so it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Right on. Right on. What about you, Richard?
Oh, my left buck cheek is numb, but I don't know.
Right, right.
I was slumped in the captain's chair. That was kind of a surprise you mentioned at Promenadicon last year, you mentioned, oh, we can figure something out for you guys to come down and help out. And I figured, well, background, that's no biggie. Yeah, we'll have fun. And then when you said, oh, we can get you in there somehow, and I was like, oh, shit. Somebody, they're going to see my face now. So that was a little bit of disconcerting because I had to get used to listening to my voice through the podcast. Now it's like I have to get used to seeing my face. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that experience will be. It might be too traumatic. I don't know.
Right, right.
We might break the screen.
Right, they might turn it off at that point and be like, nope, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm out.
So what was it? One of the things I did was take publicity shots of you. What was that like being in front of the camera instead of behind the camera taking those publicity shots? From before the action happens to after the action happens, Jonathan?
Well, I mean, I didn't get to see myself until afterwards, so I was anxiously laying on the ground going, what the hell do I look like? Am I going to look okay on the camera? How is this going to look? And then... well, still, I mean, like, it's not every day that you get to be a dead body on a scripted... fan film fiction, so it's just kind of like, how does this look? You know, you feel it dripping down, and it's just like, I hope it looks okay. I hope I don't fuck anything up.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's thrilling and scary at the same time because you never know how you're going to look on camera.
Mm-hmm. Richard?
I think one of it is letting somebody else take control.
Right. You know? There's a lot of trust that goes into right. that. It's, you got to worry about, okay, do I look too fat? Do I sound stupid? Do I sound like Kermit the Frog? Or, yeah, no. Right. I completely get that. Like,
so with you, you know, saying, look here, face in a little bit, here. I'm used to that because you're always having family portraits or stuff like that.
Right.
But with actual cutting of the scenes, it's like with Jeremy in there and Matt and you just, you know, giving cues and saying, you know, do it this a little bit different this way, a little bit this way. And just like Jonathan said, you don't want to mess it up because you want to be as good as you can because you were nice enough to give this opportunity to us and Jeremy as well. We don't want to mess it up for you.
Right.
So there's a little bit of a
little
responsibility and pressure
right.
that, you know, you want to help your friends out. You don't want to just go in there and mess around.
Right.
You don't really want to go in there and make a fool of yourself. You want to try to do your best. And, like, you know, it's kind of different from going into action scene and then just laying down on the ground dead. Mm. So, like, 1 minute you're lunging for somebody and then the next minute you're just like, ugh. So it's hard work and it takes a little bit of dedication. I mean, I know that our scenes weren't that big, but it still takes a lot of dedication to get out there and do it. And it takes balls to do something like this.
Well, yeah, that's yeah.
Or not.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like a lot of people, they say that, you know, oh man, they could have done this or they could have done this, but you know, they forget the fact that 99% of the people never actually do it. And would you say that that's true? Or
I think that a lot of the times when people say that they could have done this better, they haven't experienced it for themselves. I know that when I used to say that, I'm just like, now that I've experienced it, it's opened my eyes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. To where I say they could have done this better, but now that I've done it, I know what they're going through.
Right.
So I mean, it's not easy because I was laying on the ground for a good 2-3 hours before anything happened. So I had to sit up. They had to adjust my knife like 2-3 times because I was uncomfortable. But, you know, that's just the way that it is. You know,
right.
Sometimes they gotta do work with you instead of against you.
Richard?
Oh, you want me to talk? I'm going to take a nap. I think one of the... What was the question? God, I just literally took a nap.
What would you say to those people that say, oh, I could have done this better, but they've never actually done it?
I guess take everything with a grain of salt, because everybody's going to have that feel. Mm. I mean, everybody that watched the NFL, you have the Monday morning quarterbacking.
Mm.
You're going to have that and everything. I think it's almost, if they get an opportunity, even if it's just for a little bit of thing like we did, it's fun. You do learn a lot. You see all the behind-the-scenes stuff that you're like, okay. You know, our 5-minute scene to 7-minute scene took, like Jonathan said, 3 hours or so. Just because of the different angles of the camera that the director wanted, so.
Well, then on top of that, like, with makeup, we had to stop.
Yeah, stop for makeup.
I think total time shooting, it was like 5.5 hours, I think it was.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because we started, I think, 8:30 we started. Like actually rolling, and then I think we stopped shooting your guys' scene. I think it was 2:30 or 2:00, like when we actually went for lunch. Yeah.
And I'll amend that a little bit, because if you do a fan film but it's not done in a professional way, you might not get the same feeling that we're describing. But if people are taking it seriously, like here at Starbase, you mean, it's a passion, yes, but you are working hard. You're making it professional. It's a different air about it than if you're just going out and shooting something real quick in the backyard or something like that.
Do you feel that Melbourne is a little bit different than some of the fan films that are out there on in terms of what it's bringing or what it's doing?
How much do we want to talk about?
No spoilers. just in general terms, like what you think.
I think, like, what I like when we visited before with you on the podcast, what I enjoy about it is this looks to be a little bit more militaristic, and I've always, being in the military, that's what I gravitate to. Mm-hmm. It's militaristic, and Melbourne, the ship itself, has that feel. The scenes that are being cut has a little bit more of a action, military type feel to it,
yeah.
Which, that's what draws me in more. I love the cerebral stuff, it's great, but I'm more of the military action type thing, so that's what really draws me to it. And it's a smidgen darker than some of your typical Star Trek films, and so that's what's got my interest in it.
Right on. Jonathan?
What actually got my interest in it was the dedication that goes into it. I mean, I haven't seen a team more dedicated. The makeup artists were dedicated. Like, some of the people that you brought in to help out were dedicated to this film. And, I mean, it takes a lot of dedication and it takes a lot of time and patience to do a fan film of this caliber. And I think that that's what has got my interest and what's got me peaked to continue to watch some of these videos. I that's my answer.
Right on, man. Right on. So was two more questions. Was your
it's hotter than hell here.
Right?
Yes,
right,
it is hotter than hell.
Yeah. Was your experience with Matt and Jeremy, was that a positive thing? Because I know some directors they're very territorial and dictatorial on things. What was it like working with them? Were they pretty friendly? Pretty open to everything? You know, they had a specific vision, I know, but you know, how was it working with them? Were they, you know, pretty good working with, or
they were good directing us? They, like, if we did something wrong, no, it's not. And they weren't disrespectful when it came down to it, but they were like, no, this is the way that we want it done. Can you get it done this way? And I would say sure. And then after that, they would be like, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the one thing that I did notice was laying on the ground for 2-3 hours, Jeremy would come and say, hey, are you okay? Do you need anything? Are you, you know, no, I'm good, I'm fine. Can I sit up for a little bit? Yeah, you can sit up for a little bit. We're just going to have to adjust your knife. And so I think that they were willing to work with us with what we needed and when we kind of needed it. But when it came time for rolling, we had to work with them.
Right on. Right on, man. Richard?
I think their style was easy. They worked with people, like Jonathan was saying, really easily. They didn't try to be overbearing. Probably the scariest thing that I have is Jeremy was happy with takes where I'm kind of like, really? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. So, because you hear the stories about take after take after take after take, and there were some stuff like that, that's true. But sometimes, I guess, if you just get lucky, you just get lucky, and it's on a film set, you're just kind of like, wow. Mm-hmm. That seemed awful fast, but you're the director, we'll trust you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the
right
thing. You might watch a take, you think, oh God, you know, we're going to shoot this 5 or 6 more times, and then you shoot it twice, it's like, all right, next scene, and you're like, oh, but what? Okay.
Right.
It's actually worked. I mean, when I worked on that film in school, there was a scene, a super simple scene that we ran like 6-7 times with complicated blood rigs and stuff. Like, we were sitting here thinking, we're gonna have to shoot this, you know, like, did they shot that scene like 6-7 times, super simple, and then we got to some long convoluted like transformation scene and we're like, we're gonna be shooting this sucker all day long. 2 takes, we were good. It's just, it really depends on what they're looking for and, you know, how willing people are to work,
how the moment works for you too.
Yeah,
right on. Okay, well, since we have Danielle Kraft and Carly in the room with us, I know they've gotten interviewed earlier, but I'm going to ask them as well as Jonathan and Richard. So we'll go kind of around the room before we end this interview. Would you say your experience on Melbourne has been positive? Jonathan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, it has been real positive. From my first fan film, working behind the scenes, and then to actually being able to do something, I've actually expanded some of what I've learned from working behind scenes to actually being on set and learning some of the terms. So it's been a positive learning experience for me.
Right on, man.
And it was fun and exciting, and I'd be willing to do it again if you had me on.
Awesome. Yeah, dude. You know, I love good people. I love working with good people. And, my whole thing is, like, if you're willing to make the trip, I will always have you back, and I can always find something for you to do, man. Like, I, yeah, if you're always willing to come, I'll put you somewhere, man. So, yeah, by all means, yeah. Danielle, what would you say your experience has been here? Because you have been, I would say you and Nate have probably been through the ringer more than anyone. Me, I tuck in, and when I'm like, oh man, I don't want any part of this, I run out. So me, I'll go grab a bottle of water. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not them. So would you say it's been positive, negative, kind of iffy? Like
I don't want to say like iffy or anything like that, because I mean overall it's been pretty good. I mean, we had some curveballs thrown at us, things we weren't planning on,
like
some...
the He-Man hair.
Like, by the power of Grayskull, right? That hair was horrible. But yeah. third degree. Get a damp towel, stick it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. If that, sit it on there to help.
I say rip it off and make it a real scar.
I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, you can rip it off. You're gonna have a nice like wax spot right here. It's gonna be really smooth and it's gonna be nice and bright red, and it's gonna suck. Appreciate it.
You can start a fetish trend there.
Yeah. But if, I mean, I don't want to say like iffy or anything like that. Right. I mean, it was just we had curveballs thrown at us, and you know, babysitting and makeup and this heat. It's hot. It's hot as shit.
Right.
And babysitting and makeup in this kind of heat and stuff like that, especially like things with latex and stuff, it slips, it slides, people are gonna sweat it off.
Right.
So you just it. I mean, there were curveballs, but overall, it was a good experience. I'm going to be hoarding a box fan tomorrow. You cannot argue with me.
I will not stop you. That I give you my word.
Yeah, I will be hoarding a box fan tomorrow. And following him around with like setting spray and such, but yeah, it was a pretty positive experience. We were put through the ringer a little bit, having to deal with this heat and stuff like that, and like just little curveballs, like, hey, you know, we need this like, you know, injury makeup. Okay, whatever, let's do this.
I think the thing for me that really like, you know, with me mostly, I think the thing that makes it worthwhile is the fact that you know, you see the people smile, it's positivity, you know, you kind of got to let you smile a little bit with them.
Oh, yeah,
and
like,
that's the thing, like, when you sit there and you're like, you want to just, like, it makes it worth it, because you see so many others that want to, you know, slam their head through the wall with you. And
yeah, I mean, I'm sure Nate probably shares some of the same, like,
right.
There went the word. Shares probably some of the same, like, I don't know. I don't know what word it was, but it was there and it was gone. But just kind of shares like the same thoughts and stuff. Like, I was sitting in here looking at this makeup. Poor John is like sweating it off.
Right.
Like, he's ready to be out of it.
You can almost play tic tac toe in the sweat, you know, in the makeup.
Yeah, like, that kind of thing.
And then rub it back in. You're like,
oh, yeah. We're good. Let's go.
Right.
But that kind of, like, I mean, that kind of thing. Like, we're sitting, I mean, I'm personally, it's, you know, they say you're your own worst critic. I was sitting there like, holy crap, this looks prettier off. But once we got him, you know, like, under lights and everything like that, and you could actually see him, lights, under a camera that wasn't just us staring at it for 5 hours.
Right, yeah.
It looked great. It looked wonderful. Like, it looks like he fits.
Yeah, I have to admit, when I called Jeremy and I was like, hey, what do you think of this? I thought Jeremy was going to be like, you know, no, ooh, this is horse blank. That's for the PG people out there. I thought he was going to be like, no. But then when we put it under the lights, and I was like, oh, this looks really good.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it translates differently from like, visually, like, staring at it for 3 hours
right.
to having it on camera under lights and stuff like that. It's going to read differently. Because, I mean, we did this, like, we'll keep going back to this film I did in school, but that was, like, my first big thing. It was just, like, the same thing, like, we were putting this makeup on this poor girl, God bless her soul, we were putting this makeup on her, it was gorgeous, full makeup, but, you know, sitting there, we'd been staring at it for 6 hours, because we had to put it on her, we were all just like, this looks like crap, and then we got her under the lights, got her in front of the camera, and it looked fabulous. It's just, it's all mental, you just have to remind yourself, this isn't gonna look like this
right.
on camera.
Well, and it's like you said, it's like, you're your own worst critic, you know, and,
yeah.
it's like, and it's like, now we know what the lights look like, you know, because there are blue on the bridge, and it's like, we're like, okay, we're not looking at it under these lights.
Because we're fighting right. like yellow here, he's gonna look green,
right?
Yeah.
So,
and they really didn't under the blue lights, like, it, yeah, it really
looked blue.
Different.
Yeah.
What would you say, Carly? Has this been a positive experience for you? Like, all the stuff you filmed, and you know, plus you got to take a selfie with me on the bridge. You know, I mean, that was probably
that was the whole reason I came here.
I would have boom checklist done. That you,
my
you
life
know,
is over. It's
you're
okay.
Like, I could die now. I've hit the peak. That's right. It. That's
seriously.
We're done here. Everyone else can go home. Carry on. What,
and I'm gone.
What would you say though? Has it been a pretty positive experience?
It's been amazing. And to be honest, from what I experienced on other sets so far this year, recently, and having a lot more money to throw at it, today started off 50 times better as a first day. And that is very positive. On top of the fact that I'm a massive nerd and this is like geek haven for me. So it's awesome.
Right on. Right on. Well, we're glad you're having, we're glad this is, you know, again,
I wouldn't
time of your
have
life.
Spent my whole day to get out of here if I didn't want to.
Good deal. What about you, Richard? Would you say it's been a pretty positive experience, or what would you say?
Ever since I've located Starbucks Studios and the community around it, it's all been positive, up to and including today's, tomorrow's production. Nobody's ever gotten upset with anybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been civil, or they're joking around, and that's what you want it to be, and that's an enjoyable atmosphere. So I'm glad that I discovered Starbase Studios, discovered you, Vance, through Promenadicon, and doing different things with you, and just hopefully keep trucking along and doing some more fun stuff with everybody.
Right on, man. Well, I gotta say, the pleasure's mine, man. You've done some pretty good stuff there. Jonathan, you raised your hand. You had something to say?
Yeah, I got one last thing to say.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure if you were trying to air out your armpits there, because it's pretty hot in here. What's up, man?
You guys don't want to smell that.
No, I trust you, man. I trust you. Or maybe we do. Maybe we do. All right, what's up, man?
So, you know how you had us dress up for that second scene, me and Logan?
Right.
We went up to the cafe, like you asked us to. Mm-hmm. And the waitress stops me, and she was like, "That guy was burned severely, and you've got a big neck wound in your neck. Are you okay?" And I'm going,
Our work is done.
Did she not notice the? Did she not notice the Star Trek uniform? Or
I guess she didn't notice the Starbase studio shirt. But I was just like,
The people at Walgreens don't seem to know what's over here.
Right?
I'm like, we're okay. We just got done on at Starbase Studios. And she's like, oh, okay, I see. She's like, well, the bathroom's over there. So right. I was just like, I don't know how to answer this.
Right on.
See, what
dude.
You do is you look him in the eye and you're like, no, I'm doing great.
You should have just been like, what? I have what?
I have a what?
I've got wounds!
Exactly, you freak out.
I almost said that.
The best thing to do is you take yourself or somebody in full, like, gore makeup. I did this with one of the zombies from a film we did in school. Like, a zombie sitting in a drive-thru, like, I'm in the car, and she's, like, chilling and just guts everywhere. We pull up, and the guy's staring at us. He's like, hey, man, how you doing?
Right.
That's what you do is you roll with it, you make it casual, you pretend like
nothing's wrong.
That's how you do.
Well, anyway, guys, we will, I guess on that note, we will call it a night. Richard, thank you for letting me interview you guys and kind of just chilling. So I will turn this back over to you, my friend. So thank you very much, man.
All right, we thank everybody as well. And we've been having fun, been a blast. Carly, Danielle, Jonathan, and Vance, and I'm Richard. We have definitely enjoyed it, Vance. Thank you for letting us come down.
Thank you very much, man, and pleasure's all mine, brother.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.